a government-managed industry, a province-by-province legal landscape, and a gaming culture that is neither quite American nor quite European. Canada does not fit neatly into either the European or the American casino model, and that is what makes it interesting. The country has more in common with the US than with Europe in terms of scale and entertainment philosophy, but the industry is structured around government ownership and provincial control in a way that produces something recognizably Canadian. Large, professionally run properties operating under lottery corporation oversight, with a player culture that has absorbed influences from both sides of its geographical position. There are approximately 218 legal gambling facilities across Canada, with the largest concentration in Ontario. The industry generates around $15 billion annually in net gaming revenue and supports one of the more stable employment markets in North American casino gaming. How the legal structure works. Gambling in Canada is regulated at the provincial level, not the federal one. The Criminal Code of Canada technically prohibits most forms of gambling, but provinces are granted the authority to operate and regulate gambling within their borders, an arrangement that has been in place since 1970. In practice, this means that each province runs its own approach, with its own regulatory body, its own lottery corporation, and its own rules about what is permitted and where. The most important practical consequence of this structure for casino professionals is that the major Canadian casino operators are government entities or government-contracted organizations. Unlike the US, where private operators like MGM, Caesars, and Hard Rock dominate the market, Canadian casino properties are largely operated by provincial crown corporations, the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation, OLG, Loto Quebec, the British Columbia Lottery Corporation, BCLC, and equivalent bodies in other provinces. This government ownership shapes the working environment in concrete ways. Pay structures, labor agreements, and operational standards tend to be more uniform and better regulated than in privately owned markets. The largest single casino property in Canada is the Great Canadian Casino Resort Toronto in Ontario, which operates 175 table games, 30 poker tables, and approximately 4,800 gaming and video poker machines. Ontario, as a province, has 72 gambling facilities in total, the largest provincial casino market in the country, with over 90% of southern Ontario's population within a one-hour drive of a legal gaming establishment. The key provinces. Ontario. Ontario is the dominant market. Toronto anchors it, but the province has major properties throughout its geography. OLG operates and oversees the market, and the regulatory framework, governed by the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario, is considered among the more comprehensive in Canada. Ontario has also been at the forefront of the country's online gambling expansion, having launched a regulated online casino and sports betting market in April 2022 that allows private operators to apply for licenses alongside the government-run platforms. Quebec. Quebec runs its casino market through Loto Quebec, which operates four main casino properties: Casino de Montréal, Casino du Lac Lémy in Gatineau near Ottawa, Casino de Mont-Tremblant, and Casino de Charlevoix. Casino de Montréal is one of the larger properties in North America and draws considerable cross-border traffic from U.S. states, including Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, and New York. The Quebec market has a different character from Ontario, more European in feel, more formal in some respects, and with a customer base that includes a sizable number of serious players alongside the entertainment-oriented crowd. British Columbia. British Columbia has a well-developed market centered on the Greater Vancouver area, operated by BCLC. Properties like River Rock Casino Resort in Richmond and Hard Rock Casino Vancouver, now Cascades Casino, are among the larger operations. BC's proximity to Asia has historically produced a player culture with a strong baccarat component, a characteristic shared with major North American markets on the Pacific Rim. Alberta. Alberta has the largest number of individual casino facilities among the western provinces, with Calgary representing the largest single gambling city in Canada by facility count. The Alberta Gaming, Liquor and Cannabis Commission, AGLC, oversees the market. Alberta is currently in the process of developing its online gambling regulatory framework, with legislation introduced in 2025 to create a government-managed iGaming structure. Atlantic Canada. The Atlantic provinces, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and Newfoundland and Labrador, have a more limited casino market. Nova Scotia and New Brunswick have gaming facilities. PEI and Newfoundland have more restricted operations. the Canadian player between two worlds. The Canadian gaming culture sits in the middle ground between Europe and the United States, and understanding where it sits relative to both helps a European-trained professional calibrate expectations before arriving on a Canadian floor. On the American side, Canadian casinos share the entertainment orientation. Large properties are designed as full-service entertainment destinations, restaurants, bars, live entertainment, hotels, with the casino floor as the centerpiece of a broader experience rather than the sole purpose. Slot machines are the dominant revenue generator, as they are throughout North America. The emphasis on accessibility, atmosphere, and hospitality is recognizable to anyone familiar with Las Vegas or Atlantic City. Where Canada diverges from the U.S. and edges slightly toward European norms is in table game sophistication. A real segment of the Canadian player base, particularly in urban markets like Montreal and Vancouver, approaches table games with a level of knowledge and intentionality that is less common in entertainment-oriented American markets. Quebec in particular, with its French cultural roots and proximity to European influences, produces a player base with familiarity with European betting conventions alongside the American standard games. Baccarat is prominent in Canadian markets in a way that it is not in most of the United States outside of Las Vegas. The large East and Southeast Asian communities in Vancouver and Toronto have made Baccarat the main high-stakes table game at many BC and Ontario properties. For dealers who have handled Punto Banco, the European equivalent, the transition to North American Baccarat is minor, but the cultural importance of the game in these markets is worth understanding. Blackjack follows American rules in Canadian casinos. Dealer typically hits or stands on soft 17, depending on house rules, hole card procedure, and the standard North American game structure rather than the European no-hole card version. The double zero American roulette wheel appears alongside single zero European wheels at many Canadian properties, particularly in markets catering to both American visitors and European-influenced local players. Finding a single zero table in Canada is more common than in most U.S. markets, which reflects the hybrid character of the player base. Working in Canada as a foreign-trained professional, the practical considerations mirror those of the U.S. market in one key respect: work authorization. Legally working in a Canadian casino requires the right to work in Canada through citizenship, permanent residency, or a work permit. Canada's immigration system has pathways for skilled workers, and the casino industry does experience labor needs at various levels, but the authorization question comes first. For those with the right to work in Canada, the employment environment at government-operated properties tends to be structured and well-regulated. Crown Corporation employment comes with the stability of public sector backing, consistent pay scales, union representation at many properties, and benefits packages that compare favorably with private sector equivalents. The trade-off is that the government structure can produce a slower-moving bureaucracy compared to privately operated casinos. Quebec's French language requirement is the biggest language consideration. While English is functional throughout most of the country, working in a Quebec casino, particularly at the management level, benefits from functional French. On the floor in Montreal, French is the dominant working language, and basic proficiency is practical, if not always required, at point of hire. The game knowledge gap for European-trained professionals is broadly the same as in the U.S. Craps is the biggest absent skill, and adding it expands your options across the Canadian market. Familiarity with North American blackjack procedures, the double zero roulette layout, and the Baccarat conventions used in Canadian casinos will prepare you for the rest. What makes Canada worth considering? For a European casino professional, Canada offers something the U.S. does not always provide: the combination of North American scale and entertainment culture, with a regulatory environment that produces more consistent employment standards. Government-operated properties do not race to the bottom on wages and benefits in the way that competitive private markets sometimes do. The industry is large enough to offer real career development, and the hybrid player culture, particularly in Quebec and BC, means that a background in European-style gaming is more directly relevant than it would be in an American market. Canada also sits geographically and culturally between its two major influences, in a way that makes the transition from either direction less jarring than moving directly between Europe and the United States. It is, in its own way, a useful middle point for anyone building an international casino career. Not quite American, not quite European, Canada runs its casinos the way it runs a lot of things. With a government framework, a multicultural player base, and a pragmatic approach that tends to work better than either extreme would on its own.